Leg out.
We're back with you here at Toyota Park as we get you set for second half action between the Seattle Reign and your Chicago Red Stars right here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. It's not just sports, it's a way of life. Ryan Fay, Courtney Wallace with you here. And Courtney, what needs to change for the Red Stars here as they trail 2-1 as we begin the next 45?
Well, as your theme song said, leg up. Well, Seattle Reign, they have a leg up and they're a goal up. And I think Chicago Red Stars could very well repay the favor to Seattle Reign. Start the second half strong. Get out there, get to that first ball, find the channels, get those shots on goal, and be all over the Seattle Reign, because if they come out and they do the same as they did in the first half, then you're pretty much in trouble. So you have to just repay the favor.
Yeah, and then and you look at how they started the scoring off, and we'll give you the goal recap right now. Started off a quick action from the Seattle Reign, as Courtney was just alluding to a moment ago. Manny Melis had the fifth-minute goal to get things started to make it 1-0 Seattle. And then 4 minutes later, it's Lauren Bronze off of a set piece 25 yards out in the ninth minute. That one just striked right past the outstretched Lissonnier for that one to make it 2-0. And then in the 27th minute, it was off of a corner kick, Sofia Huerta with a header into the back of the net as the Red Stars pulled within one on that one. And that is the scoring we've had through the first 45. And speaking of Sofia Huerta, and we talk about how Casey Short is kind of a very consistent and a very good all-around player. And when it comes to the headlines for who that is tonight, it's definitely been Sofia Huerta, number 11.
Indeed. Sofia Huerta, midfield forward, has been doing well for the Chicago Red Stars. But then Johnson on the back line for the Red Stars also has been doing well, been winning all the balls in the air, and pretty much you have to get around her to get into Alyssa Nair's territory. And whenever it comes to her, you're almost assured that things will be okay. It's when she gets beaten that the Red Stars have been in problems.
Yeah, and the other problem that, you know, we've really seen at times is possession of the ball.
Yeah.
Where it was Seattle, especially in the latter stages from about the 35th minute on before the first half had concluded, Seattle just, they were not really trying to go in for the attack so much, but they were just trying to keep possession away from the Red Stars so the Red Stars couldn't have any more chances against them.
And we
know, prevent defense, so
right,
to speak.
It's the basics of the ball game. You have to have the ball for you to do anything at all with it. Seattle Reign, they have played that game perfectly so far this evening. Chicago Red Stars, no, like I said before, need to repay them that favor and hold on to that ball, get it within the back of the net.
Both teams have switched sides of the field now. It'll be the Seattle Reign in their all neon uniform going left to right, while the Chicago Red Stars in their light blue home jerseys with black trim red numbers will be going right to left offensively. Another 45 minutes we will put on the clock. Red Stars will have the possession inside the midfield circle to get things started here in the second half. It'll be pressing walls inside that circle to get things started. And again, fans, right now you can bid on unique Red Stars memorabilia and experiences by texting the code word REDSTARS to 52182. And tonight's matchup between the Seattle Reign and your Chicago Red Stars is presented by Nong Shim. As the last minute, Stephanie McCaffrey makes her entrance onto the field. Sometimes you got to make sure those laces are double tied.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we have all 11 players onto the field, we are underway for the second half. Now DiBernardo works it back to the near side now for Sam Johnson. Again, both teams have switched sides offensively. It'll be the Red Stars going right to left offensively. Seattle Reign left to right. DiBernardo ahead now pushes it along the right side as now it finds over there Aaron Gilliland. Gilliland looks to push it up the right side now. Quick action. She was looking for press there inside the box, but a little too much juice on that pass forward. Goes past the back line. It's a goal kick for Haley Kottmeyer.
Good thinking. Early ball out from the Chicago Stars. But like you said, just a little bit too much on the pass. And Christian Pless, with all her experience, decided that there was no point in chasing that ball.
So now it'll be Seattle left to right. Seattle player goes down, no foul called. A couple other teammates argued about that one, but nothing doing on it. Red Stars now work to the left side past midfield. Sam Johnson now to Casey Short. Casey Short works up along the sideline pretty much. And a one-on-one battle there with Kawasumi. Casey Short with the ball. Into the box it goes. Kottmeyer comes out to make the save, but either way, Casey Short trying to make something out of nothing there. And either way, that still wasn't a terrible play that Casey Short made.
Well, she was basically shut down and had nowhere to go neither back nor forward, so she did the next best thing and just get the ball across.
Now Seattle, the defense has it now on the edge of the 18 after the reset. 47th minute, just underway for the second half, 2-1 Seattle Reign. If Chicago is to come back and complete the three-point victory, that would mean the Washington Spirit clinch a spot in the 2016 NWSL playoffs. If the Red Stars win as well, along with that point I made a moment ago, it would jump them into second place in the standings after Western New York and Washington had a 1-1 draw yesterday over in the Pacific Northwest. As now it's Huerta trying to work along the far side, and it's a Red Stars throw, and even though Huerta was complaining momentarily, but I think she'll stop and say thank you very much for that one. As now Huerta working up along the right side, doing a little bit of shoving there going on between her and Lauren Barnes a little bit. Huerta gets taken down, throwing comes, and an angry throw-in from Huerta. And then we talked about it. This really is going to pick up here in the second half, especially on the intensity side of it.
Definitely, and I mean, for the Red Stars, they need to. They need to up the intensity. They need to smother all the attacks and smother the energy that the Seattle Reign team has come into Toyota Park with this evening.
The last deflected there by the Red Stars. Seattle has a throw-in from just outside the Red Stars bench going left to right. About time to the 49th minute of play. Still 2-1 Seattle. All three goals of this match have come in that first half. Two goals from Seattle in the 5th and 9th minute, and the Red Stars in the 27th. Seattle now off the throw and now works it to their right side in their own defensive area. As over with that one there is Matthias. No substitutions have been used yet so far. The same starting 11 are still out there. Although there's probably a chance we may see an appearance from Megan Rapinoe later on this evening, as she played 11 minutes last week against Portland. And in the 11 minutes she played, she got a goal. And it's the first 11 minutes she's had of NWSL action all year.
And if she's not required, that might mean trouble for the Red Stars. It might mean that Seattle might be comfortable enough to go in without her, which would not be good for the Red Stars.
McCaffrey along the right side now off of a quick steal, but Barnes right there to shut that one down. I mean, Lauren Barnes defensively has had a good night for Seattle.
Oh, she has. To the point that she has even scored.
Oh, but here comes a charging Casey Short. Keeps the play alive. Casey Short. Oh, she got bodied off there momentarily. And it's going to be a foul. Foul there goes against number 9, Merritt Matthias. No cards issued or anything. It's going to be a warning. And it'll be a set piece now for the Red Stars from about 24 yards out.
And a strong challenge there from Matthias, shutting down Casey Short almost as quickly as she got the ball. And the referee pretty much a quick off the draw that time, signaling a free kick in a very dangerous spot. Yep. Just like you said, just outside the 18-yard area, pretty much to the left of Kopmeyer's goal. And Kristen Press is lining this one up.
Yep, Press looks like she's going to be the one to take it. She's got five goals this year.
Di Bernardo is there with her also,
along with Sofia Huerta. Here we go.
It seems to be Press.
Press in. It's just too far to her left, but a good idea there from Press trying to squeeze it in the short side. But that one too far to the left, and it'd be a goal kick for Kottmeyer.
Lack of direction, lack of power on that one made it an easy night for Kottmeyer, who just had to watch the ball go into play, into touch rather.
And now that coming the other way, it's Seattle along the right side, but a centering pass there finds in the wheelhouse of Aaron Gilliland, who clears it to the left side and looks ahead for Cara Walls. And now they were trying to find McCaffrey, but nothing doing on it. And it goes back into the Seattle defense area where Barnes will settle it back to Kottmeyer in the 18. And Kottmeyer boots it left to right to midfield. On this midfield pass, it really missed Kawasumi there. Casey Short wanted to go ahead with that one to DiBernardo, but couldn't. Instead, she centers it back to Johnston. Julie Johnston, one of the best defensive players in the league, if not the nation for that matter, and international play too. Kept very alive. Good. Oh, and a pass from Gilliland. And Press wasn't anticipating it right away. Goes right back into the Seattle wheelhouse there for Rumi Asugi. Now it's Barnes. Working along the left side there as it's Fishlock with it. And taking off the ball there by Gilliland. Now Gilliland to Colaprico. Colaprico charging in right side. Oh, and they were looking for Huerta there. And I think McCaffrey thought it was going to come for her. Didn't see Huerta behind her. McCaffrey made a play on it, and it kind of screwed up that play, so to speak.
Pretty much.
As this one bats around towards midfield. And a header ahead, or behind, I should say, goes to Sam Johnson, who boots it right to left. There's no goalie. That's a pretty long goal for Sam Johnson, but instead, Haley Kottmeyer says otherwise.
Well, maybe if she had the vision and had gone a little bit harder and a little bit higher, she could have caught Kottmeyer off her lines.
That could have been possible. I know that wasn't the intention of Sam Johnson on that play.
And that's the thing.
As now Seattle now working in the defensive third ahead. And a handball call. You could hear Julie Johnston yelling for the handball from our ambience mic here. We heard it in our headsets.
Mm-hmm.
And the call goes in favor of Julie. So on the reset, it's Nair to the left side for Sam Johnson. Johnson now back to Nair on the edge of the 18. And Nair's going to boot it right to left past midfield. It'll come down. It'll be headed around a few times before it finally hits the ground. Takawa Sumi along the left side. Or excuse me, the right side for Seattle for that matter. As now it's Winters with it at midfield. Looks to center it up ahead. And Kawasumi, oh, is going to be called offsides. Looks like the right call there, Courtney.
Yep, looks pretty good. And the assistant referee there, not hesitant at all. Flag went up almost immediately.
And that was the assistant referee, Brooke Mayo, on that call. As this reset there, past midfield, DiBernardo in possession. Now to Kristen Press, back to DiBernardo. DiBernardo is going to look along the right side. She's looking for Gillen over that pass. Too much mustard on it. Nice idea, though, but it'll be a goal kick for Kottmeyer and the Seattle Reign. As we are now into the 54th minute, Seattle still leads it 2-1.
Good vision there, just a poor execution. That one could have and would have caused some problems for the Seattle defense.
So it'll be Kottmeyer with a goal kick once again. She's telling everybody to clear out. Everybody out of the train station. And Kottmeyer ready to boot this one left to right. Bit of a line drive. This one lands into the area of Kristen Press, who had it for a moment, but it's taken away by Winters. Winters now going to go to her left and back with it, as she's going to find Asugi with it. Asugi now works ahead, finds Yanez, back to Asugi, now works this one past midfield to Melis. Melis now over to Yanez. Yanez centers it back. Finds Winters. Winters works ahead with it with a lot of space in front of her. Now goes to the left side. And that's an onside play. Asugi now on the far side. Centers it into the box. Header there. Save made by Nahor. Nay-nay for Nahor once again.
Did we mention something about play of the game?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Another positive strike there for Alison Nahor. A brilliant save. And again, her defense was caught napping, Ryan. And that is what created that free header, where she was again one-on-one with a defender and had to pull off another of her best top good saves to keep her team in this game.
Casey Short now works left side. Short now. Casey Short in the defensive zone. Centers it in. Finds Press. Oh, and she had the right idea with the back heel kick, but it went right into the wheelhouse of Kottmeyer for the quick save.
And again, another weak effort from Christian Press there when she was clear on goal. And that one has basically kept her off the score sheet.
Now it's Fishlock. Works it back behind her to the left side. Works ahead. Header there by Gilliland. And a whistle and a foul goes against the Red Stars. McCaffrey all ready to play that one. But as they always say, play till you hear a whistle.
Yep, play the whistle.
Centering pass up ahead. Finds Julie Johnston in her area.
And again, she proves tough to beat.
I know we've been talking about the defensive issues that Chicago has had as Colaprico's got to chase this one down along their defensive right side. And Seattle keeps possession of it. I mean, one of the bright spots defensively has been Julie overall.
Most definitely.
Because in the one-on-one battles that she's had, she really hasn't had much issue winning said battles. As this one now right to left along the right side for the Red Stars goes out of play. Good save made by Rory Dames to keep the ball in play and keep it going.
Who has finally decided to stand in his technical area and give some directions from the sideline.
And that direction of the pass there, too far to the right for McCaffrey from Huerta. And it's a Seattle throw on from the corner kick area. Local area 134 trying to bang their way in to help the Red Stars tie this game up as we're in the 57th minute. Red Stars trail 2-1 to the Seattle Reign. Glad you could join us on this Sunday night. A beautiful Sunday night at Toyota Park for soccer here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. It's not just sports, it's a way of life powered by the Be On Air Network. Ryan Fahey here with you alongside is Courtney Wallace as well. And a couple more home games to tell you about as well after this one. As this Wednesday, a rare weeknight game for the Red Stars as they welcome in FC Kansas City to town. And then on September 24th, they'll welcome in the Washington Spirit. As Casey Short on the left side gets into the box and a liner there is scooped up by Kottmeyer for the save. But nice footwork there by Casey Short.
And, you know, there's something to be said about Casey Short when she decides to go forward.
Oh, and sorry to interrupt you, Cody, but a turnover. Oh, and a foul. They're going to get a trip on DiBernardo. But if there was going to be no whistle, McCaffrey, it was her and the goalie to beat.
Would have been one-on-one. But as I was saying, Casey Short, whenever she decides to go forward, she looks so dangerous, and she really opens up the right side of the Seattle defense. And so far, she's done it. Two passes in, one of them was a clear chance on goal for Christian Press that she wasn't able to capitalize on. But she looks good in spurts.
She has indeed. And at midfield, it's Seattle with possession momentarily, now stolen by DiBernardo. DiBernardo works ahead to the right side for Huerta. Now to Gilliland. Gilliland ahead. Finds McCaffrey back to Huerta. Huerta taken down on the play and the whistle goes for it. And we're going to have our first substitution of the night as it'll be Carl Walls coming out. And checking in is number 13, Amanda DaCosta.
Chicago Red Stars substitution.
So that is the first substitution used for the Red Stars. They have two remaining. Seattle still has all three they may use. So Amanda DaCosta now in. The 26-year-old midfielder will check in here and get some action on this Sunday night. As Julie Johnson on the set piece along the right side into the box as McCaffrey turns around, fires a shot, hits off of the back of Lauren Barnes, stays in play, and Asugi has that one deflect off of McCaffrey. Look out there. As that one goes out of play, it'll be a Seattle throw-in along the far left corner kick area.
And McCaffrey has really kept herself busy in this game and is posing some problems. Just needs some more support on that forward line to make something positive happen for the Red Stars.
Red Stars trying to push ahead. Oh, and the pass from Julie Johnson, not the greatest to Cola Perico. Running up along the left side with that one there was Kim Little, and a quick steal there from Gilliland. Nice chase down there from number three for the Red Stars in Gilliland. Now, right side, Huerta. Right in midfield now, will center it to Cola Perico, who goes to the left for Sam Johnson. Sam Johnson now up ahead to Cola Perico. Oh, my apologies, it's Amanda DaCosta. Amanda DaCosta with her first touch tonight. Sam Johnson, left side. A little stagnant here, trying to look for some players ahead. She does, but it would have been an offsides either way. Pass went behind the back line. And it's a Kottmeyer free kick, or goal kick, excuse me.
And that would make the Seattle Reign, their organization look good because Johnson there was pretty much not sure as to what to do with that ball. Eventually just booting it out of play.
Looking along the far right corner of the field here on the north end, seeing Megan Rapinoe starting to do some warm-ups. Might want to keep an eye on that one for later. As now Kawasumi now works it up the right side, past midfield for Seattle. Little give and go action. Kawasumi gets it right back in a one-on-one battle with Casey Short. Kawasumi now backs pedals a little bit. Inside pass ahead. It finds Kim Little. Oh, and that one over the crossbar and out of play. But Nayer had to make a challenge on that one. Either way, it's a goal kick, but a nice little two-on-two action there that Seattle was having good progress on.
Another good look on goal for Seattle. Again, the defense just being taken apart here. The Red Stars defense, that is just being taken apart here by the Seattle players. Really finding the channels and working them.
Casey Short now backpedals to Sam Johnson, who boots it right to left along the left side. Chasing after this one is Kristen Press. She's got a lot of speed in front of her. She's got possession, goes to her left, and Kristen Press, oh, and she hits the side of the net. She was running out of room and had to make a play on it. But oh, she had Kottmeyer beat along the left side.
Had goal written all over it. Would have been probably served best to just play that ball back into the 6-yard box and allow one of her players, one of her teammates, to run onto that one, because the entire defense of the Seattle Reign, to include the goalkeeper Kottmeyer, were beaten.
So Press with a glorious opportunity comes that close of tying this up at 2. And the note here as well that the Red Stars have never lost to Seattle at home in franchise history. They are 4-0-3.
And they still have time. They still have time to make things right here and to maintain that that record.
So now off of the throw-in from Chicago momentarily off of the goal kick that was a missed play by Seattle. Here comes Seattle now with a head of speed. Here it's Jessica Fishlock. Centering pass up ahead. And oh, what a good tackle there from Julie Johnston once again. Nice steal there, and she works it back towards midfield along the right side.
And that play.
And here comes Stephanie McCaffrey. Sorry to interrupt you there, but here we go. Here comes DiMenardo along the right side. Centering pass. Oh, and it just missed the wheelhouse of McCaffrey. She was within about 6 inches of trying to put a deflection on it, and it would have been into the back of the net. And Kottmeyer gets, she avoids danger again.
Any touch, just a touch, any touch, and that was a goal.
This could almost be 3-2 Red Stars right now. Casey Short now works it back to Sam Johnson, still along the left side. And a misplay there, but it's deflected off of Seattle. It'll be a Chicago throw-in. As we're into the 64th minute, 2-1 Seattle, but the drama has really picked up here in this second half in favor of the Red Stars, though, with a bunch of good opportunities.
Pretty much what we expected. We're now seeing the quality of this Red Stars team coming through. If only they could just get the ball in the back of the net.
Julie Johnson now up ahead. Finds Kristen Press into the box. Oh, and it deflected away. Nicely played there, but it's turned over by McCaffrey. Left side, Press. Oh, what a diving save made by Kottmeyer. Goes past the back line. Corner kick, Red Stars.
What a save from Kottmeyer. Outstretched left hand and just touching that one behind for a corner kick. Brilliant play from the Chicago Red Stars. Even more brilliant from Haley Kottmeyer.
Dove to her left. Got the left glove on it. And corner kick for the Red Stars, far left corner of the field. Two players in the 6-yard box, a couple in the around the 18. One comes up ahead by DiBernardo, where the corner will take place. And Preston McCaffrey outside the 18-yard box. And a jump save made by Kottmeyer off the corner kick to corral that one in.
That one sent in way too close to the goalkeeper, and Kottmeyer showing her experience. She has the height, and she just easily went up and took that one down. But let's spare a word for Christian Press, who has been creating some problems for the Seattle defense over the past 10 minutes or so. She just now needs to get the ultimate reward, which is the ball in the back of the net.
That's Barnes with it along the right side. Now going up to midfield with this one is Matthias. Matthias ahead. Finds Kawasumi. Kawasumi now wants to center it up ahead, and she does. She'll get it right back, though. Kawasumi creeping in on the outside of the 18. A little chip pass. Nobody home, though, and Nair's going to come to her left and get it. What action here.
Well, the Chicago
the second
Red Stars,
half.
They've definitely stepped it up. Not quite the intensity that the Seattle Reign started the first half with, but enough to be creating problems for the visitors' defense by the Red Stars.
Gilline working along the right side there for a moment, but had it taken away. Kawasumi now at the center of it at midfield. Now it's Winters up ahead to the left side. For Seattle offensively, they go left to right. It's Yanez. Has to backpedal that one back, though. Yanez now. Nasugi has that one deflected back in midfield. Now it'll have to go back to the defense area, and it'll go to Barnes. Barnes now along the left side, chips it up ahead. Chips it up ahead, but it finds Aaron Gilline for the Red Stars. Now it's Colaprico at midfield. Up ahead to DiBernardo along the right side. She goes with it. DiBernardo with a head of steam. Looks to center it up ahead. Oh, and the header there by Kendall Fletcher denies that opportunity. And now quickly up ahead left to right. It goes along the right side, but Casey Short is going to chase that one down. Will she let it go? Yes, she does. And it'll be a throw-in for the Red Stars. Casey Short now with the throw-in halfway in the defensive area. Casey Short now up along the left side at midfield. Short up ahead, looks to center, but nobody home. I think she wanted McCaffrey, but she just put too much spin on that one. As now at midfield, Seattle controls it with Beverly Inez. Inez now over to Winters. Winters. And a steal there by Colaprico. Nicely done there. She works up along the right side. Centers it ahead to McCaffrey. Back to DiBernardo. Back to McCaffrey along the right side. But a good chase down there from Asugi along the right side. Two players battle for it. And Asugi keeps it in play with a diving kick. Keeps it in play along the far side. Pass up ahead. Nowhere to be found. It finds the head of Julie Johnston instead.
Again.
Well, again. It's kind of one of those for every dollar I've had. As now, Seattle now in the defensive half of Chicago. Winters now works it along the left side. It finds Yanez. One-on-one there with Huerta. And Gilland coming in for some support there. Good job by Gilland to take it away. Now up ahead with it, DiBernardo. Nice move there, DiBernardo at midfield. Pushes it ahead, finds press momentarily, but a good chase down from Merritt Mathias to keep possession with Seattle. Get fans your last chance to bid on unique Red Stars memorabilia. Text the code word REDSTARS to 52182. Seattle with possession right back in midfield. Kawasumi back pedals this one back now over to the near side, or to the right side for that matter, for Fletcher. Fletcher now works it over to Little. Kim Little ahead, pushes it forward. Now back to the right side. It's Fletcher. Back to Little. Little up ahead on the edge of the 18. It's Kawasumi. Really had nothing much going on it. And now it's Winters. Left boot goes to the left side. It's Asugi now. Left side, centering cross in. Hits off of Casey Short, and that's going to be a Seattle throw-in. And we will have our first Seattle substitution of the evening. And you can hear some of the crowd get on their feet for this one, as coming out will be Manon Meles. And coming into the match now, into the 69th minute of play, is Megan Rapinoe, the women's national team superstar.
And this could be a move by coach Laura Harvey to kill this game off. We did say before that they definitely want this game, they need this game, and it's pretty much obvious they're doing everything to get this game.
Nice cheer for Megan Rapinoe here in Chicago. Yeah, Megan Rapinoe, a big part of the women's national team successes over the last several years. You go back to the 2011 World Cup, the 2012 London Games, and the 2015 FIFA World Cup, and along with the Rio 2016 Games as well. We now are into the 70th minute. And it really won't be hard to spot Rapinoe with the short and loud blonde hair that she has.
Indeed.
It's a great look for Rapinoe, and it's something that you always know it's Megan Rapinoe stepping out onto the field, especially with the number 15 on the back of the jersey. As now at midfield, McCaffrey in a one-on-one battle there does win it. Oh, when she was looking to try to pass it to the left side there for DaCosta, but couldn't. McCaffrey runs back defensively, up along the right side is Kim Little. Kim Little now keeping it in play. And a one-on-one with Casey Short. Little looks to work ahead, and Short wins off that battle, and it's going to be a goal kick. Casey Short lets it go. And a nice little savvy veteran play there from Casey Short.
Good work from Casey Short, showing her experience there to win her team a goal kick and avert danger.
So now it's both teams each using one substitution so far. So both the Rain and the Red Stars have two subs remaining that they are eligible to use. Casey Short now works it back to Sam Johnson, who's going to push ahead at midfield. Sam Johnson up ahead, centers it up for Press. Press settles it down, looks to go ahead and find looking for DiBernardo, who was chasing or streaking on in, I should say. But did not get to her cleanly, but Sam Johnson jumps it on the play to keep it alive. Oh, what a misplay there from DiBernardo. Had it on her opposite foot that she would have preferred to not have it on. As the righty had it stuck on her left foot, and if you are a loved one, didn't really work well with the left foot.
Yeah, just had her foot stuck in the turf there. Of course, this Toyota Park has real grass, and that can create some problems with the studs being stuck in the turf.
Yeah, there's a couple spots on the field that we've seen that where the cleats are kind of doing some damage to the field here.
Indeed.
And thankfully, though, it hasn't resulted in any injuries tonight.
Right, and, you know, credit to the ground staff. At each break, they try to patch up those loose areas to avoid injuries.
It's Kawasumi now works it up along the right side. One-on-one battle was short again. Kawasumi centers it up on the edge of the 18. She'll get it right back. Ooh, she might have had a shot opportunity. Goes to the far side, and Asugi boots one way over the net now to play. It'll be a goal kick for Nair.
And another opportunity there opening up for the Seattle Reign. Asugi, however, killed off that move, much to the relief of the Chicago Red Stars defenders.
So now it'll be Nair on the goal kick, right to left on the edge of the six-yard box. And she'll let traffic clear down towards midfield before the kick, and here she goes with it. Line drive kick right to left. At midfield, winners with the header there for Seattle. And then Huerta right there for another header to counter. And Asugi boots this one along the left side. It comes back towards midfield. And we've had about five headers in a row. Ball hasn't touched the ground until now. It's now Seattle now works it up along their right side. It's Fishlock. Fishlock along the right side to Kawasumi. Now this one will come back a bit as it goes to Matthias. Matthias now along the right side, one-on-one there with DaCosta. Centers it up ahead, finds Kawasumi. She's going to center herself. And a crossing pass into the box. Rapinoe there. Shot over the net and out of play.
And trying to hit that one on the volley, just showing her class and her talent there. Had to pull up, but still was able to get the shot off. Just was able to get it on target.
Sam Johnson now has it back off the reset. As this pass centered over to Julie Johnston. Currently have four women's national team players for Team USA on the field. Three from the Red Stars, one from Seattle. And I believe we have a handball call against Seattle, and we do. So DiBernardo right outside the midfield circle will set this one back to Julie Johnson as we continue play. 74th minute, 2-1 Seattle still here in the second half. Up along the right side, Sofia Huerta. Huerta running out of space and is working along the right side corner there, trying to find some room to wiggle with. Deflects off of a Seattle player, and it's a throw-in for Gilliland and the Red Stars. In is Huerta, back to Gilliland. Gilliland has to work back a little bit, find some help. Makes a weird deflection there, and this one will come back all the way to midfield for Sam Johnson. Sam Johnson now will push it up along the left side. She centers it up ahead, and it's going to find press. Ooh, she wanted to take a quick shot in, but that one deflected away there by Kendall Fletcher. Now, but it will reset to Colaprico, to DiBernardo. DiBernardo, left side, finds Casey Short now. From about 25 out. Casey Short, centering pass into the box there, too far ahead to the right side, and behind the back line it goes. And a goal kick for Haley Kottmeyer.
And Ryan, if you notice, the names DiBernardo and Colaprico have not been mentioned much in the broadcast so far. This Red Stars team, they need both those players to have their A game in order to win games, because these are the two engines in midfield for them.
Well, you have that, and then you counter in the how DiBernardo was the team captain in the absence of presses. She went on to have the national team obligations that she had.
And
so it's like, you know, you have two captains out there, and you've got press who has been producing a lot here with a lot of opportunities in the second half. And you're right. We really haven't seen that much from DiBernardo compared to what we've been seeing
right. In
the times where, you know, she's been wearing the captain's armband.
Nor Danielle Colaprico.
Same goes for her, too.
Yeah.
Pass back pedals all the way to Kottmeyer for Seattle as they'll reset. And they reset along the near side as it's Fletcher. A little press being shown here from the Red Stars attackers, trying to force Seattle not get lazy. This one will go to Julie Johnston now right outside midfield. She's going to go right to left with it along the right side now. Julie Johnson in a battle there with Kim Little. And Johnson having her way with it right away, and Little will slide that one out for a Red Star throw-in.
And Johnson getting lucky there to have won that throw-in, because the reason why she had to do so much work, there was no player, no teammate in front of her for her to make the pass. So she had to be doing all the work and was being pushed wide. So the Red Stars are kind of losing their shape, which is not good, with 15 minutes to play in this one.
And you've always said it in our broadcast before, always got to emphasize in the first 15 and the last 15.
Exactly, and you're now into that last 15.
We are indeed. Closing in now on the 77th minute. 2-1 Seattle still. All three goals in this match have come from the first half. Kristen Press backpedals it to Colaprico, and now it'll go back to Sam Johnson, who comes up the left side with it. Johnson centers it up ahead. A little bit of a spin heel kick there from McCaffrey, but it goes right to Kottmeyer for the save.
Well, she was unable to control the ball, so she just had to do something, and she tried to push it forward. It would have been too far forward for Christian Press, who was up there in attack with her. So Kottmeyer will say thank you, and it's all
and
Seattle
in. As now this one comes right back to Christian Press along the left side. Works it back to Colaprico. Now DiBernardo goes to Colaprico again. Centers it up to midfield for Julie Johnston. Retros went back a little bit on that one just to settle things down and gather their thoughts for this one. DaCosta ahead. Backs it up to Johnston. Julie Johnston now along the right side finds Erin Gilliland here. Oh, and she wanted to go around Rapinoe but couldn't. Nice move there by Rapinoe to not let Gilliland keep possession of the ball and instead let Asugi come get possession for Seattle. But it hits off of Seattle. Chicago has a throw-in. DiBernardo on the edge of the 18. Oh, and they were trying to loft it for Press there, but couldn't. Casey Short left side. Has it for a moment. Casey Short. Oh, and the edge of the box. But a good play there from Merritt Matthias. But right back is Colaprico left side. It goes to Casey Short. She goes down in the box.
That's a penalty. That's a penalty.
Colaprico slow to get up as well. Casey Short limping. And it's a yellow card issued. Yellow card issued. That's going to go to Jessica Fishlock.
Mm-hmm.
So Fishlock is going to get charged for the yellow.
So here now is a clear opportunity now for the Red Stars. All the pressing that they have been doing could about now pay off. This is a golden opportunity for them to draw a level. And guess who's going to take the kick?
It'll be the captain, Kristen Press, on this penalty kick. Red Stars with their best chance of the night now, safe to say, to try to tie this up. Kristen Press versus Haley Kottmeyer. The ball's been placed. The whistle goes. As we are in the 79th minute, Press ties it.
Very calm, cool, and collected. A picture of experience was Christian Press in scoring that goal. And guess who blinked first in the last 15 minutes, Ryan? The Seattle Reign, and they've paid the ultimate price. Matthias, Merritt Matthias, who has been a tower in defense for them, committed the foul on Casey Short. And we've said it before, Ryan, when Casey Short gets into the game, she creates problems.
She has on that one, and she got taken down in the box. A good call made by that official, Christina Uncle. And with a penalty kick goal in the 79th minute, Kristen Press ties it at two. Press with the kick to her right. Kottmeyer went to her right, went the opposite way. Nothing doing on it.
Now, well, guess what happens now? Game management on the side of our Chicago Red Stars. What do you do now? Do you hold on for the draw, take a point from this one, or do you go for the win?
Well, you think for both teams, and you mentioned this in the pregame show, is this kick there from Kottmeyer on the reset goes out to the Red Stars bench as the Red Stars throw in. This is a must-win for both teams. The Seattle Reign, they don't want to just keep taking 1 points here and there. They need to get back into the top four playoff hunt, while the Red Stars want to secure, you know, their opportunities down in the next week or two to then clinch a playoff berth against perhaps Kansas City or against Washington.
But guess what? A point here for the Red Stars will still make them three games ahead of the Reign.
But
a point will still give them some amount of a good cushion with which to play with.
And the offside flag comes up for Kristen Press on that one. That one wasn't even close. I know we have been questioning some offside calls, but we're not questioning that one tonight.
And Kristen Press has been far more involved in the game in this second half here. And that too has created some problems for the defenders of the Seattle Reign.
So we are tied at two as we're in the 81st minute. Kristen Press with a penalty kick goal in the 79th minute, thanks to great footwork and great mobility from Casey Short getting taken down in the box. Call was made, and the captain comes through. But here comes Seattle now pushing it up the other way, left to right. It's Kawasumi.
And no, Ryan, it would be a race to the finish.
And here's a race here. Merritt Matthias centers it into the box on the right side, and a jump save made by Nair. And a quick throw up ahead. As she goes ahead to Kristen Press along the right side. Chris Press will settle down to wait for some teammates, though. Finds McCaffrey to her left. McCaffrey in the center of the field goes ahead with it. McCaffrey settles it down to DaCosta. DaCosta left side and finds, oh, she was looking for Casey Short. A little hot on that pass there from DaCosta to Short. And it'll be a Seattle throw-in along the near corner line.
And the momentum, though, definitely is with the home team, the Chicago Red Stars. However, that's not to say that the Seattle Reign, they're out of this one.
Pass up ahead for Seattle. Sam Johnson clears it along the right side past midfield. It'll stay in the wheelhouse there for Asugi. But it goes to DiBernardo. Now along the right side, it's Huerta, who got the first goal back in the 27th minute tonight. And a steal there from Rapino. This one will come back to Rapino on a quick deflection. Now it'll work down to their right side for Kim Little. Her last name might be Little, but she has caused some big problems for the Red Stars at times.
She has, and she has a big heart.
And now it's Matthias, right side past midfield. Now it's Winters. Up ahead now, it's Fletcher. Fletcher right side, and they look for Little again, and they do. Little now to Kawasumi up ahead the right side. Keeping it up there is Fletcher. Centering pass from the right side. Johnston there with the boot.
Who did he say?
Julie Johnston.
Oh, there you go.
Couple players go down, and it's a foul against Seattle. And looks like DiBernardo is a little slow getting up.
And Kim Little, the player who charged into her back as both players were heading out of the defensive third of Chicago Red Stars.
And we're going to have a substitution for Seattle as Beverly Yanez will come out. And taking her place for Seattle will be number 16, Carson Pickett. So it looks like based on this, it's going to be more of a defensive unit we're seeing from Seattle here down the stretch.
Hey, it's better to take a point than none. And Coach Lara Harvey might have realized that her team has gone off the boil a bit and will want to at least secure the point.
So that's two subs now used for Seattle. They have one remaining. Red Stars still have two subs to use if they would choose to do so. McCaffrey now left side past midfield to DaCosta. Works it back to Casey Short. So we're in the 84th minute, tied at two. Thanks to a Kristen Press penalty kick goal in the 79th minute. Casey Short along the left side. He's got a head of steam up ahead with her. Dances around a defender. Now to the left side, it's Press. Kristen Press now in a one-on-one battle. Centers it back now to McCaffrey. McCaffrey on the edge of the box. Stephanie McCaffrey works to her right. And a directing shot in towards the net is a save made by Kottmeyer. Nothing much doing on that shot, though.
Good thinking, just not enough bend and enough pace on that shot. But definitely the momentum now is with the Red Stars with some 5 minutes to go.
85th minute of play. We are tied at two. Quick header there goes right up to Kim Little in a one-on-one battle with Julie Johnston. Kim goes to her right and Johnston clears it to her left instead.
Obviously she didn't get the memo. That's Johnston. Don't try.
Let's not give her the memo until after the game.
Okay, all right.
That's the way to, that, you know, we'll say it got lost in the mail.
Okay, all right.
Kawasumi now along
snail
the right
mail.
Side. There you go, snail mail. It's on the Pony Express.
Yeah.
As now up ahead is Winters, who headers that one back towards midfield there for Lauren Barnes. Barnes now works up along the left side for Rapino. It missed Rapino, but it finds Colaprico. Good chase down there from number 16 and Carson Pickett to keep that in play momentarily, but it'll be a Red Star throw-in coming up. Doesn't appear Rory Dames might be using any more subs tonight as of now. We'll have to wait and see, though, of course. I don't really see anybody warming up just yet. DaCosta now. Lost it there to two Seattle players. And it comes right back to DiBernardo. DiBernardo now right near midfield gets it up ahead. It finds McCaffrey. Oh, and she was looking ahead for Press but couldn't get it to her. Now Kawasumi right past midfield. 86th minute. Kawasumi in front of her. She goes to the right side, and it finds Matthias. She's got a lot of room ahead of her if she wants to center it in. She does. Deflects. And oh, and it hit off the crossbar, I believe. Gilliland with a deflection. She has a second one. And that one clears out along the left side for Seattle. Not a play in the rain. Have a throw-in. And woo, man.
That would have been an own goal. Came off the right upright. And Rapino had the second shot. But wasn't able to get it on target.
Rapino now left side again. One-on-one there with Huerta, gets it to Gilliland, and that's cleared along the left side again. It's another Seattle throw-in in the 87th minute, tied at two.
And look who rushes to get the ball, Coach Laura Harvey. Almost as if she wants to get on the field of play.
Well, they only allow 11 last time I checked.
I don't think she's registered as a player.
Well, if they get short-staffed.
Nah.
Played out, almost a misplay from Kottmeyer there as McCaffrey really was charging in on that one. And now it's Winners now works it along the left side. It's Barnes now ahead. That's too far to the left out of play. Chicago with a throw in. 2-2 Chicago Seattle here at Toyota Park on this gorgeous Sunday night here at Toyota Park. Press with a heel kick up ahead, looking for McCaffrey, but chasing that one down was Pickett. Pickett there, goes up ahead along the left side. Huerta up for McCaffrey, nothing doing on it. And Little backs it up to Rapinoe at midfield along the left side. Rapinoe through two defenders, now three. Keeps possession alive to Kawasumi. Nicely done, Megan Rapinoe. Now along the right side, it comes now to Matthias. Matthias now, along the right side, one-on-one with Casey Short. Matthias to her right, bodied with Casey Short momentarily, and we will have a corner kick in the 88th minute for Seattle.
So another set piece here to be defended by Chicago Red Stars as they try to hold on here and to get the point.
Taking this corner is Barnes from the near right corner of the field. Three players in the six-yard box, two inside the 18, and a couple scatter around the outside of the 18. Kawasumi right on the edge of the corner. Corner comes in. It goes around! Stays in the six-yard box. Sam Johnson clears it out momentarily. Now it's Asugi with it for a second. Battles with Gilliland there along the left side. It comes out of the box. Asugi still has possession. And Gilliland will come away and take it away and clear it down. And out of play, right by the tunnel, it's a Seattle throw and a little scare there for Chicago.
And Ryan, it might not have been the clean save, but Alyssa Nair was pretty much in that play, and her coming off her line and that dive threw everybody off, and that kind of kept the ball out of her net.
The throw in there goes to Barnes at midfield, and they're going to say play on. Almost, it might have been a handball there against Colaprico. No call made. That official, Christina Uncle, says play on. Ball goes out of play along the near side. It'll be a throw-in for Seattle. Kawasumi now.
And the first half, we had absolutely no stoppage time. We are into the 90th minute. Ryan, what do you think? Stoppage time for this half?
I don't know if we're going to. If anything, it would be 1 or 2 minutes tops, and a foul there that's going to go against Press.
Or maybe 1 or 2 seconds, maybe.
Do they do that? Can they edit that on the scoreboard that they have along by the tunnel over there?
I don't think
they can do that. But here comes a set piece here for Kawasumi just inside the defensive half of the Red Stars along the right side. Press trying to direct traffic and have everybody get somebody. Everybody's up forward. Kawasumi, centering pass outside the 18. It'll be headed around a couple times, and it goes outside the edge of the 18 to Amanda DaCosta. And that goes up along the right side of the field. Oh, McCaffrey had a chance on it for a second, but that's going to go to Matthias instead. You're in the 90th minute, and it appears we are going to have stoppage time. 2 minutes of stoppage time we will have. 2 minutes of stoppage time here before we conclude tonight's match. 2 minutes of stoppage time in effect now. So now we get down to the final 2 minutes. Sam Johnson clears it along right to left. This one's going to land along the right side. It hits the header by Barnes. It goes out of play for a Red Star throw-in. And we're going to have two Red Stars come in now, I believe.
And that is what you call gamesmanship there from our coach, Rory Dames. Some way to run some time off the clock.
So coming in is Katie Naughton. And Alyssa Motz will come in. And so McCaffrey comes out. Also, leaving the match, number 13, and DaCosta comes out. Replaced by number 5, Katie Naughton. So just like that, we've got your two Stoppage time substitutions used up now. So everybody's got their subs used. And this one, press keeps it alive. Now it goes to the left, it finds Motz. Alyssa Motz now to the left side, looking for some help behind her, and she'll get it to Casey Short. We're winding down stoppage time here at Toyota Park. We are tied at two. Colaprico, oh, she wanted to go to the right side, but it finds Megan Rapinoe. Rapinoe in a one-on-one battle with Gilliland. And Megan Rapinoe with the speed along the left side, looks for Kim Little, but Julie Johnston clears it out and out of play into the crowd by the tunnel.
Who cleared it?
Julie Johnston.
Julie Johnston.
Rapinoe quick throwing left to right. Gilliland clears it down once again. It's going to come there to DiBernardo, and almost playing near midfield is Kottmeyer. Everybody up ahead. Left to right boot. Header there by Johnston. Settles her on the outside of the 18 for a moment. Clear to the near side for Casey Short. Boots it ahead. And this one will just go past midfield and out of play. Seattle throw in. Play will still continue. Throwing this one in is Fletcher. Oh, she won't be.
She won't be.
So with a 79th minute goal on penalties from Kristen Press, the Red Stars, who looked like they were going to be almost rained out of their own park tonight, come back from being down 2-0 and will take a one-point tie with the Seattle Reign by the final score of 2-2.
And to tell you what this means for the Red Stars, Michelle Dalton sprinted from the dugout all the way to our side of the field to hug Kristen Press for that, for tying that game, and for her leadership, her expert leadership in this second half, because she really took matters into her own hand and led her team to a point here this evening.
And it was a comeback that the Red Stars had to have. We'll give you the reset on the scoring here tonight at Toyota Park. Manon Meles with a fifth-minute goal early on for Seattle. And then 4 minutes later, it was Lauren Barnes in the ninth minute. And within 10 minutes of this game, it was 2-0 Seattle Reign. I was kind of stunned by it. Cordy, you were stunned by it. And everybody here at Toyota Park was stunned by how that first 10 minutes went.
And we spoke of Chicago now needing to show their mettle once they went down 2-0 down within 10 minutes of the game. At home, where they're protecting not only a perfect home record, but also looking to seal that playoff berth. And for the game to end 2-2, their mettle was, I mean, they basically showed their mettle, providing it could have gone either way, because there were several missed chances on both halves.
Even in the first 20 minutes of this game, it was all Seattle Reign, but then off of a corner kick from Vanessa DiBernardo in the 27th minute, Alyssa Motz with a clutch header.
Yep. And, you know, this team, Ryan...
Excuse me, Sofia Huerta, I apologize. Sofia Huerta.
Right. This team is looking like a championship team. You remember when we were here on July 23 when they played Houston Dash and they went down 1-0 and they had to fight back to draw that game 1-1. It was almost like a victory, right? And you see it again tonight that this team, they do have championship metal in them, and the playoffs are looking good for them.
It is a possible spot for the Red Stars to be in the playoffs this year once again. And then you go through that next 18 minutes of that first half, and there were still quite the chances for the Red Stars. And Vanessa DiBernardo has said it many times. They've had the opportunities, just couldn't capitalize on them. And we saw about three or four of those happen in those next 18 minutes after the Sofia Huerta goal.
And they were just coming in a flurry. I mean, you had two, three chances on one play. And like you said, they just could not, take advantage. And we've seen it so many times, Ryan. Can you imagine if this team was able to make good use of those chances, what a difference it would make in their goal difference?
It would indeed. And then we went to halftime, and then the halftime ceremony of Julianne Sitch, a great halftime ceremony that we had for you here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. Then we start the second half, and it was guns a-blazing to start it for Kristen Press.
Oh, it was. I mean, like I said, she took the bull by the horns, and she decided that she was going to lead this team because she knew what it meant to her team. And coming out, I'm sure that Coach Rory Dames did have a good sitting down and talking to his team. And it was a totally different Red Stars team that came out in the second half. Mind you, they never had the energy levels that the Seattle Reign started the first half with. But they did enough to peg the Seattle Reign back. And of course, that tested the Seattle Reign, because the question always was going to be, if you start the game so fast, can you actually do that for 90 minutes? The question, as was answered, was no for the Seattle Reign. Chicago Red Stars, back into the game.
And then we go ahead towards about the 78th minute. Now, we'll talk about Kristen Press in a moment, but it's what led to the foul called inside the 18-yard box, and it was the great playmaking from number six, one of your favorite Red Star players.
The case is short, and we've said it so many times, whenever she gets into this game and she decides to make those overlapping runs down the left-hand side of this Chicago Red Stars lineup, she will create problems. And we saw it. She did it once where she was double-teamed, still got the cross off, went straight to Haley Kopmar. A couple minutes later, she did it again. This time, she found Christian Press in the six-yard area. She wasn't able to make use of it. But then, third time lucky, she went in and was taken out. Penalty.
And then that penalty kick taken by the captain, Kristen Press. And you talked about it, and you heard the fans if you were listening in for it. It was a no-doubter from Kristen Press. Shoots it to her right. Kottmeyer dove to her right the opposite way. And it was right into the back of the net. Just like that, in the 79th minute, we were tied at two.
And, you know, Kristen Press, she's always so cool, calm, and collected on the ball. It was one of the coolest taken penalties you'll ever see anywhere. She just picked her spot, and she just placed the ball to the far right of the goal and ensured that Kottmeyer had absolutely no chance of touching that ball.
However, those next upcoming 11 minutes that we had, though, we did have a little bit of Megan Rapinoe. We saw some flashes of her. She didn't get on the goal sheet tonight, and for the Red Stars, that is a good thing, of course. But she did show that, you know, despite that ACL injury she's been coming back from, the flashes of the old Rapinoe are still there.
Again, Ryan, the scoreline never necessarily tells a true story of the game, because the truth be told, that Rapinoe, she did create some problems down that right-hand defensive side for the Chicago Red Stars. They just weren't able to capitalize on those plays. However, in the same breath, the Red Stars were creating problems on the other end, because they ensured that the momentum swung in their favor, and they pretty much kept it that way until the end of the game.
Would you almost consider this a victory for the Red Stars based on how it went from start to finish?
It has to be. It has to be. You look at their positioning in the standings, what they're playing for, their pride at home, their record at home, and based on what happened, you were stunned, totally stunned within 10 minutes of the game. And for you to fight back and earn a draw, brilliant.
What do you want to see differently as the Red Stars look ahead to a quick turnaround? Wednesday night, they welcome in FC Kansas City. And there are a lot of things, though, that the Red Stars do need to show up on both sides of the ball.
Well, true, but, you know, FC Kansas City, of course, you cannot write off any team, but they are second from bottom with 16 points, have not had the best of seasons.
And we've seen Kansas City before here, too. They've come to Toyota Park earlier back in the season, and they give the Red Stars a lot of problems.
Oh, they do. They do. So, again, taking a hold of your opportunities, creating the opportunities, scoring the goals, is going to be imperative for the Red Stars going forward. It has always been the case from the start of the season. They need to ensure that they can get some more goals in there. Do like the Seattle Reign tried tonight. Outscore your opponents from early. If you score more than your opponents, you win.
As simple as that, indeed. You look at it on the side of the Seattle Reign, who now will look ahead on their schedule. They will go back home this Wednesday. They're going to actually go on the road to Maryland, and they're going to take on the Washington Spirit. So not only did you have a 2-2 tie against the Red Stars, who are one of the best defensive teams in the league, you now have to go against an offensive juggernaut in the Washington Spirit. And what are you looking forward to? When you look at that matchup from an outsider perspective, like we are here for the Red Stars, what do you see for that one?
You remember at the start, we figured that this game would have been a humdinger and a cracker of a game. That's what it turned out to be. I figure that it's going to be the same thing when they face the Washington Spirit, because a point here is encouraging for the Seattle Reign, so they now know that they're going to have to go to the Spirit and they're going to have to play their hearts out if they want to stay in the race.
And Portland takes on Boston tonight as well, but that wouldn't matter in terms of where the Red Stars would stand in the standings. But with them getting the 1 point, they will jump ahead of the Western New York Flash and get into third place right now in the NWSL. So even with the tie, and we talked about how, you know, for the Red Stars, they wouldn't lose anything with playoff positioning. Instead, with the tie, they gain a positive. And as of right now, going into Wednesday, they're in third place.
Yeah, so what they've basically done is now set up the Western New York Flash with the Seattle Reign, because now the Seattle Reign have to be looking at New York to get close. But then again, it's going to be tough for Seattle to get themselves into the playoff, but you never write off a team.
No, you never do indeed. And we'll take a look at the NWSL schedule for the upcoming week. It'll be the Boston Breakers taking on Western New York next Wednesday at 6 o'clock Chicago time. Sky Blue takes on Orlando also at 6. And as we just mentioned, Washington takes on Seattle at 6. And then the game that we will have here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com on September 7th, 7 p.m. kickoff, 6:45 pregame show, as the Red Stars will welcome in FC Kansas City for the second time this year. And then a late nightcap over in Portland as the Thorns will welcome in the Houston Dash.
And, of course, that game coming up on Wednesday, Red Stars versus Kansas City, will be on Fox Sports.
I know the big guys are coming into
town. Yeah.
Well, the big guys are meeting the big guy.
Yeah.
How's that sound? I think that works, right? And then continuing on with the next week of Week 18 of the NWSL, Saturday on the 10th, Orlando takes on Sky Blue. And it's Sunday, September 11th. FC Kansas City has a rematch with the Red Stars over in Kansas City for a 5 p.m. Chicago start time. Houston takes on Boston at 6 o'clock. Portland will host Western New York. That'll be a match to keep an eye on for at 8:30 on Sunday. And then Seattle once again will have a rematch with Washington, this time over in the Pacific Northwest at 9 p.m. Chicago time. So that's the table that sets up next week for the NWSL. And final thoughts here before we sign off.
Another brilliant evening here at Toyota Park. The Red Stars, they gave as good as they got. And like we said, we expected an exciting game. We got an exciting game. And, you know, lucky for the Red Stars, who still have fans in the stands dancing, you know, they were able to bounce back.
I'm trying to see what shirt he's wearing. I can't really tell. Now, you see, this is great radio play-by-play.
Right.
Because if it wasn't the soccer, I'm trying to tell you about a fan dancing in the stands. And he...
And his kid is like, oh, no.
I'm going to let you listen into the song for a second. Now, imagine a father trying to dance to this song. And that's what I'm going to leave you with.
The song is Far Away, and lucky for us, he's far away.
Well done, Courtney Wallace. Well, that is gonna do it for us here at Toyota Park. Oh, one more thing, I forgot to mention this. It was a 2-2 tie, so not a loss, but you're a player of the game.
It has to be Alyssa Nair. Has to be. Commendable mentions, Julie Johnson did it excellent. Casey Short, Christian Press, but then for keeping her team in the game, Alyssa Nair.
And the two other players that local area 134 has selected as their stars of the game is Sofia Huerta, who had the 27th minute goal, along with Vanessa DiBernardo. So, but there are a lot of stars that did make big contributions, especially later on in that second half, too.
Indeed, definitely. But, I mean, those saves from Nair, I mean, excellent.
Excellent indeed, and they will have to be definitely up, especially the one where you saw the one where she had a hit off her glove not once but twice. So that little deal there will probably be up for NWSL save of the week as well.
And those saves are basically one-on-ones. So that
it could have been a 4-2 Seattle victory at that point.
Easily.
But Alyssa Nair standing tall as she always does for the Chicago Red Stars. That will do it for us here from Toyota Park tonight. Again, the final score, it ends in a draw. Seattle 2, Chicago Red Stars 2. Our next broadcast, as we mentioned, will be Wednesday, September 7th, 7 p.m. kickoff versus FC Kansas City. 6:45 pregame show will be right here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. And tickets for the next two home games to conclude the season are available at ChicagoRedStars.com or by calling 773-697-8699. So for everybody, part of the Be On Air Network and ChicagolandSportsRadio.com, he's Courtney Wallace. I'm Ryan Fahey. You've been listening to Chicago Red Star Soccer here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. See you on Wednesday.